السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you're doing fine. This is a recording about an idea I just had. I've been thinking about telling somewhat close a story or something. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول about people who are called القصاصون هم بحالتي بكتاي هالكون like they are هالكون. So بنو إسرائيل لما قصوا هلكوا أو لا الحديث like says about Bani Israel, children of Israel, when they started telling stories, they perished. That's what we call Israeliyat. For example, stories about things that seem true, but they're not. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about certain things in this instance called al-Israiliyat, we shouldn't say they're true nor call them lies. So it's in between. لا تصدقوهم ولا تكذبوهم. That's the like idea concerning telling stories, because one of the reasons why people are actually the main reason it's the main reason why people are in hell, it's because they can't control their tongue. So when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was discussing with the Sahabi Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said to him, "Takilatka ummuka ya Mu'adh." ألا يكب الناس في النار إلا حصاد ألسنتهم. Or there's another variation of the same hadith, different riwaya. So nonetheless, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah Azza wa Jal and the day of judgment should stick to saying what is beneficial, what is good, something that has khair in it, something that has good in it, or might as well keep it quiet. So that's the highest form of obedience, to believe there's a judgment day. You live differently, life is not the same anymore. And truth to be told, when you join, for example, this blessed community, the Jama'ah Ahmadiyya or the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and you do bay'ah, so you accept the promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam, peace be upon him, and you accept his da'wah, and you follow the conditions of bay'ah by heart, you start a new chapter that is way different than the one you have lived up to the point of bay'ah. If that makes sense. And yeah, it does. And actually, subhanAllah, people who say certain things about Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, peace be upon him, or any type of contradiction regarding his da'wah, regarding this blessed community, the jama'ah of Allah, they're either blindly following something that they can't see. They choose not to see the truth, or they simply are like they hold a grudge. They're simply holding grudges. Like there's a bitterness. That like that's the ultimate form of going against the Jama'ah Ahmadiyya. And that's normal, actually. I'm not normalizing it, but good things, prophets, and holy communities throughout the times, gatherings of like, for instance, in Christianity, when Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, al-Nasiri, the Nazareth, had his students, he formed the what's called the mithaq. So it's like an allegiance with his students. It could be repeated throughout other groups as well. But now that we are in the 14th century, from the Ba'tha of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and since that we needed a leader, a spiritual compass. So that's why one should update his coordinates. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.